Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 4. Today we're starting our journey into emotions. Why? We discovered this a bit yesterday. But overall, we need emotions, people. We can use anger to give us the strength to speak out when something isn't right. We can use sadness to process a difficult time. We can use joy to propel us forwards in life, or push through an idea we have at work. We can use fear to stop us from fighting bears. I'm done with fighting bears. Bears are hard enough to find in the UK. Seriously though, we need fear to tell us when to back down, when something isn't right, or sometimes when we need to step up and go for it. Fear can get us ready for something by giving us a little adrenaline. Of course, the more challenging version of fear is anxiety, but anxiety can also give us a message too. So if we can access these emotions and use them, we can mix them up and create new colours and new opportunities. Let's begin on a happy note and start with sadness. Sorry. Finding your comfortable upright meditation posture now. With a nice straight back. Feeling a sense of uplift, while also feeling the weight of your body going down into the surface you're sitting on. Finding your centre of balance. Taking a deep breath in. Breathing out. And gently closing your eyes. Shifting your attention inwards and over to the sensations of your breathing. Becoming aware of each and every sensation of your breathing, moment by moment. And this can be wherever it's most vivid for you right now. So at your nostrils, down at your belly, or a sense of your whole body rising and falling as you breathe. Or maybe somewhere else. And continuing to rest your attention on your breathing. Now bringing to mind a time when you felt sad. It doesn't have to be the worst thing that ever happened. Maybe go easy on yourself and choose something that's 5 out of 10 sad. Bring that time of sadness to the foreground of your awareness and just noticing how you felt. You might want to paint a picture of the scenario in order to get more of a felt sense of how you felt at that time. And tuning into that sadness right now. And it could be very subtle, feeling any sadness that appears in your body, and sitting alongside it for a few moments. And as you become aware of that sadness, noticing any aversion towards it, not wanting it to be there, maybe trying to repress it. Noticing how you're responding to sadness right now. How does it sit with you? Does it feel familiar? Can you be at ease feeling sad? Or is there a sense that you want to get rid of it and you want to move on from this emotion? So continuing to notice any aversion you may have to this sadness, however subtly it appears in your body. And now, imagine being wrapped in a warm blanket of light. And this blanket wraps around your sadness, holding it for you. So really feeling that warm blanket of light, holding that sadness for you. There's nothing you need to do. Just being aware of how you are right now, wrapped in a warm blanket of light. Holding your sadness and anything else you might be feeling. And it's okay to feel sadness. Sadness is very powerful, and it can act as a bridge to something else. It can be part of a healing process. And maybe there's a time you've been let down, gone through a difficult time, or maybe lost someone, and sadness didn't come so easy, and that's okay. Sometimes it takes us time to find an emotion. Sometimes weeks, sometimes years, but time in itself can always heal. And now, you can keep your warm blanket of light on, but it's time to end this meditation. So taking a deep breath in, breathing out, and gently opening your eyes. Noticing what came up for you there, and most importantly, without judging yourself. If you weren't able to tap into any sadness whatsoever, and this practice seemed quite alien, that's okay. There's no success or failure, there's no right or wrong here. This could be a bit of information about how easily we can access a particular emotion. It's also about how we're feeling on a particular day. So tomorrow you might do this meditation, and sadness pops right in there. I'm gonna say it, sadness rocks. Maybe it doesn't always feel like that, but sadness really is a helpful emotion. It can validate a particular time and give us a space to step back and go more into ourselves. And after we've felt sad, we can often feel better. Sadness can clear us out for better things and new beginnings, and it's a vehicle for change. That was a little journey into sadness, and this meditation might be something you want to repeat, just to check in with how sadness appears for you, and how you respond to it. Tomorrow we're going to climb the volcano, or molehill, that is anger. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 5.